This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. As Brazil reels from riots, its former president has found a home in Florida. AP correspondent Ed Donahue.
Jair Bolsonaro's temporary home is in a gated community in Kissimmee, Florida, near Orlando. Supporters have traveled there hoping to see him. Bolsonaro has signed autographs, hugged children, and took selfies. Some in the crowd were wearing shirts saying, "Make Brazil great again." A handful of supporters dissipated as word spread Bolsonaro was hospitalized with abdominal pain. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan was asked if the U.S. would send Bolsonaro back to Brazil.
We have not as of yet received any requests, official requests from the Brazilian government related to this issue. If and when we do, we'll deal with it.
Bolsonaro has been called the Trump of the tropics, so it may come as no surprise he wound up just a few hours away from the former American president's Palm Beach compound.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on Monday said the resilience of Ukraine's forces fighting off waves of attacks in the eastern region of Donbas had helped the country win time and gain strength. Saying, "I thank all of our warriors who protect our Bakhmut and show maximum resilience. Thankful to all the soldiers in Solidar who are withstanding the new and even tougher assault of the invaders. It is extremely difficult. There are almost no whole walls left. Thanks to the resilience of our soldiers there in Solidar, we won additional time and additional strength for Ukraine." Ukrainian military reports say the country's troops are withstanding heavy attacks by Russian forces. China suspended visas Tuesday for South Koreans to come to the country for tourism or business, an apparent retaliation for COVID-19 testing requirements on Chinese travelers. This is VOA News. Republicans have approved their rules package for governing U.S. House operations. AP correspondent Norman Hall.
The rules package was approved 220-213, a party-line vote with one Republican opposed. Central to the package is the provision that allows any one lawmaker to make a motion to vacate the chair, a vote to oust the speaker. There are other provisions that weaken the power of the speaker's office and turn over more control of the legislative business to rank-and-file lawmakers. But it's an open debate if the changes will make the House more transparent in its operations or grind it to a halt. Norman Hall, Washington.
A problem developed during Virgin Orbit's attempt to launch the first satellites into orbit from Western Europe. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Sir Richard Branson's Virgin Orbit company is calling it an anomaly that prevented it from reaching orbit and says it's evaluating the problem. The U.S.-based company was using a modified jumbo jet named Cosmic Girl, which took off from Cornwall in England to release a rocket at 35,000 feet over the Atlantic to the south of Ireland. But about 2 hours after takeoff, the company reported a problem. The rocket was supposed to take 9 small satellites into orbit, some for civil use and some for defense. UK officials had high hopes for the mission. Virgin Orbit's previously completed 4 similar launches from California. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The U.S. Justice Department is reviewing a batch of potentially classified documents found in the Washington office space of U.S. President Joe Biden's former institute. Special counsel to the president, Richard Sauber, says a small number of documents with classified markings were discovered as Biden's personal attorneys were clearing out the offices of the Penn Biden Center, where the president kept an office after he left the vice presidency in 2017 until shortly before he launched his 2020 presidential campaign in 2019. Stock markets are mixed ahead of a U.S. inflation update that traders hope will encourage the Federal Reserve to ease off plans for more interest rate hikes. Shanghai and Tokyo rose. Hong Kong and Sydney retreated. Oil prices declined. Traders worry the Fed and other central banks that have hiked rates aggressively to cool inflation that is at a multi-decade high might be willing to tip the global economy into recession. They hope Thursday's report on U.S. consumer prices will show inflation abating, reducing the need to slow economic activity further. Warnings are also coming for what looks to be lackluster corporate profits when reporting season begins Friday as companies contend with higher labor and other costs. Via remotum, Tommy McNeil, VOA News.